Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey. And a few episodes ago, we talked about the MIND diet, which is a sort of mixing of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. And in looking up the MIND diet, I had come to the U.S. News' best diet rankings, where the Mediterranean diet and DASH diet were tied for first place for best diet overall, and the MIND diet was number 5. But there were a number of different charts they had, like best weight loss diet, best fast weight loss diet, easiest to follow, best plant-based diet, etc. And so going through them, I was like, oh, okay, well, let me see, you know, what's the best fast weight Let's diet? What's the best plant-based diet? I started seeing a number of diets I had never heard of before. And I'm just like, look, I know there are lots of diets, but you kind of just assume most of those are like, you know, those crazy one food diet, like the cabbage soup diet or the, you know, whatever. You only eat certain things. I'm just like, nope, cannot do that. But these diets were all varied. You don't eat only one thing on any of them. I doubt such a diet would have made it onto the ranking at all. But one of the ones that I saw that really interested me was volumetrics. And that was partly just because of the name, because volumetrics sounds very, I don't know, science-y or techy. Like, I kind of expect that, you know, if I was having a discussion about volumetrics, it would be for a high-performance car or like a spaceship. Like, we have to check the volumetrics reading for something, or else, you know, enter sci-fi movie thing here. But so anyways, that's not what this is. There may also be a volumetrics for that, but that's not what this is. So volumetrics was created by Penn State University nutrition professor Barbara Rolls. And the idea behind it is that people tend to eat the same weight or amount of food each day, regardless of the actual number of calories they take in, which is kind of true. And so it's like, you know, if I'm going out for a meal, if that salad versus that pizza take up the same space in my stomach, it's like, okay, either one will, you know, make me less hungry, but there is definitely a difference in calories there. And I always know that, and then don't always pick the healthier option because willpower or something. But so anyways, because of that thought, there was the idea that if you ate more low-density foods, they would fill you up more while eating less calories. And I had to constantly remind myself while looking this up about the low-density thing, because that sounds kind of wrong. Like, you don't want to eat low-density things. Like, you do want to eat high-density. But if you think about it, something that's low-density would mean that it's, like, not as compacted. And so it takes up more space, which is what you want. You want it to take up more space in your stomach so that you feel full without eating as much. And so if you have something that's high density, that means it's really dense. It's very compacted. It's not taking up as much space. And so you might eat more. That's the way I had to go about it, to keep it in my mind. That's probably not, you know, properly scientific explanation, but that was the way I had to go about it, to remind myself that, oh, I actually do want to eat low density. I don't want to eat so much high density, even though low and high makes it sound like I should be going the opposite. Low density, yes. High density, not so much. So for the volumetrics, this has actually been shown, like beyond just volumetrics in general, that diets rich in low energy dense foods have been shown to promote fullness on fewer calories and help with weight loss, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So for volumetrics, food is divided into four groups or categories. They're called categories. They have category names, I mean. So category one, which is very low density, includes non-starchy fruits and vegetables, non-fat milk, and broth-based soup. Category two, low density, includes starchy fruits and veggies, grains, breakfast cereal, low-fat meat, legumes, and low-fat mixed dishes like chili and spaghetti. Category three, medium density, includes meat, cheese, pizza, french fries, salad dressing, bread, pretzels, ice cream, and cake. And category four, high density, includes crackers, chips, chocolate candies, cookies, nuts, butter, and oil. So it's a bit hard. I get why they put those categories in there, but that's not generally how the diet's talked about. To, you know, you don't have to, you're not necessarily counting how many categories you eat of, you know, you're allowed three category ones and two categories. It's not exactly like that, I don't think. But so the idea is that you should go heavy on the categories one and two. Watch your portion sizes with category three and keep category four choices to a minimum. But if you think about it very simply, it's just like make almost like a reverse food pyramid of make the majority of your food low density and keep the high density stuff for like treats or whatever. And the very few rules, this is a sort of a more a eating, not an eating style. Oh, what is that? Lifestyle change. A lifestyle change more so than a diet. But they do suggest that each day you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, a couple of snacks, and dessert. And I'm like, okay, cool. But on the other hand, I'm like, but I kind of want to not eat so much sugar, and you're saying eat dessert, and I'm just like, aren't all most desserts like category three or fours? Is there a category one or two dessert? What are you telling me to do here, volumetrics? I'm confused. So there's also the idea, and I know lots of people, I've done this myself, not as a diet, just as a sort of trying to make it a habit, but there's the idea that if you want to eat less, drink more water, and that's partly true because sometimes when you think you're hungry, it's really just your body saying you're thirsty. I don't know why those two signals are so similar, stupid body, but they are. But the idea that, you know, oh, if I drink more water, I won't eat as much, even when you're not thirsty, doesn't quite work. Because even though water does increase the weight of food without putting, without any additional calories, and volumetrics does encourage you to eat foods that are high in water. So this would be things like soups, fruit and veggies, yogurt, pasta. So, you know, a lot of those category one, category twos. Just drinking water is not actually enough because it doesn't satisfy your hunger. It will satisfy your thirst. And so you should definitely drink it if you're thirsty. But if the idea is, oh, I can just drink water and then I won't need to eat anything because I won't be hungry, that doesn't quite work. But you are, even though, you know, there's not much limit on this, but it's just sort of with the categories. You're encouraged to eat foods that are similar to something you might be craving, but in a better category. So like if you want chips and dip, you're encouraged to instead eat crunchy carrots and hummus. Because the idea is if you want, you know, something crunchy with a spread on it, okay, this is a lower density. Let's go with that one. So yeah, it's sort of a trade-off, but there's nothing where it's like, that's forbidden. You can't have that. You know, there's no off-limit foods. It's just sort of like balance out your categories so that you're getting the healthiest possible, but not you can't have anything whatsoever. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we are talking about volumetrics. And one of the things that really interested me about volumetrics was this idea that it's, you know, it's focusing on volume. It's focusing on the volume of your stomach and on filling it. So volumetrics was actually designed to promote you being satisfied, so you wouldn't feel hungry on the diet so long as you follow its guidelines. And that's really important to me because part of why I hate diets, along with the, you know, if something's forbidden, I almost immediately want it more, is the I don't want to feel hungry thing. I'm fine. It's very interesting. Like, if I never felt hungry, I'd actually be kind of okay with not eating. But when I feel hungry, I'm very miserable, and my stomach lets me know, and it growls a lot, and it's just like, oh, this is the worst feeling. Why must I be hungry? And especially because I often feel hungry, even though it seems like I just ate a little while ago. But if I didn't eat like a good amount, then my stomach's like, hello, you totally still had a lot of empty space down here. Give me something. And I'm just like, stop it. So I'm busy, I'm at work, or, you know, I had a meal. I had what seemed like a meal and you're still hungry. Why? So I really like the idea for volumetrics that the whole, you know, guiding thought through it is so that you feel satisfied, so that you don't feel hungry. Like, but by doing that in a wiser way, I guess you would say, that still allows you to eat as much or more that as you were eating, but to eat less calories, and thus that will help you lose weight. So because of the guidelines, which has you eating lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, which have a lot of water, but also fiber, whole grains, non-fat dairy, lean meat, etc., volumetrics is actually a really good diet because it fully or almost meets the recommendations for the majority of necessary nutrients. And again, even though it's got the word diet, and you can see it if you type it into Google, you'll see it sometimes saying volumetrics diet or just volumetrics itself. But even though it's considered a quote unquote diet, it is really more of just a lifestyle change, a different way of eating, in the same way that, you know, some people will switch to eating less meat. And so technically, you know, that might make them a flexitarian or a pescatarian, depending on how they do it. But it's not, you know, I'm on the pescatarian diet. It's just I've changed the way I eat, and this is most likely permanent and healthier. And that's just what it is. And it's not something I'm only going to go on for 6 weeks or 6 months or whatever and then go back to the way I was. The idea is you'll change to this permanently. It becomes a habit. It becomes just natural to automatically want to eat the more filling thing. And it allows you to feel full without eating so many calories. Experts also say it could have a positive effect on heart health and diabetes, and that it's safe for children and teens too. And I think what I find very interesting about this is that it sort of seems almost not traditional wisdom, but almost like a well duh sort of thought process, because I've seen similar recommendations in other health or diet books. So for example, the And I've now completely blanked, even though I can see the book in my head and it's orange and it had like the 12 foods and something about, you know, almonds. But I'm probably totally going to remember this name like the moment I finish this podcast. But I remember one of the recommendations in that book, which I really liked and tried to implement into my everyday life, was to eat the things with more moisture first because they fill you up more. So I think I must have read this book either at Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving was just the time when I first tried to implement it. And so it's always in my head every Thanksgiving of like, okay, looking at everything on the plate. And I think this is also partly because most of the time I don't have a plate with multiple foods. It's just like I put something in the microwave or whatever. That's the only thing I'm eating. It's not this food and this food and this food. It only really happens at holidays for me. But looking at it, it's like, okay, what of this has the most moisture? Green beans, maybe, or the sweet potatoes, or mac and cheese, because that's pasta, and so it's boiled in water. And like, I'll go around my plate, again, only at holidays when I actually have multiple things on my plate, but I'll go around my plate looking at it going, okay, so I ate the first most moist thing. That's not the word I mean, but I can't think of how else you would call that. Moisture filled, moisture content, most moist. I'm going to go with moisture filled. The most moisture filled food. Okay, what's the second most moisture filled? Okay, now eat that. Okay, and I'm a very picky eater. So partly I'm very limited in what I would eat, but also I'm not a big mix the food sort of thing. Like, especially as a kid, I like, don't let the foods touch. So it's very easy for me to be like, all of this. Okay, now all of that, and not like a bite of this and then a bite of that and then a bite of this other thing. So like, nope, all the sweet potatoes, all the green beans, all the mac and cheese, and sort of go around my plate almost like a, whatever those little rotating things were that they used to have on tables in some places. But so yeah, this is a very simple plan, diet, eating method, habit, what have you. It's flexible enough for, you know, even people who are on other eating plans. So volumetrics works if you are also a vegetarian or also a vegan, because again, it's not really saying you can't eat anything. It's just sort of trying to eat more low density foods. But amongst all the foods you can eat, here's how they, it doesn't, I'm sure you probably could if you typed in like vegetarian volumetrics or vegan volumetrics or whatever, find like a sort of ranking of foods. But, you know, it's very easy if you're used to eating a certain way to kind of figure it out for yourself. What's more likely to be low density? What's more likely to be high density? And again, I just went off of what seemed like it had the most amount of moisture and or water in it. Okay, that goes first. It's very easy to just sort of rank your regular everyday food in your mind and be like, okay, this first, I eat more of those. I eat more of my category ones and category twos, and I eat some category threes, but in smaller proportions, and I very much limit my category fours, even though it has those category and those numbers, and therefore it sounds like something you have to count or track or, I don't know, have an expert to follow. It's really very simple. It's very easy to do. You know, again, children and teens can do it. It gives you most, if not all, of the nutrients you need because you're not cutting things out. And it works for people who have other eating requirements that they have to follow. For example, those who need to restrict salt and fat, or if you have food restrictions from your doctor, or if you have food restrictions because you have allergies, or if you have food restrictions because you've just decided we're no longer eating sugar, carbs, meat, whatever. Okay, but you've still got all the other however many foods, and volumetrics is really not limiting you to those. It's not, I mean, not limiting you in those. It's not saying, oh yeah, so even though you thought you had cut out like 30% and therefore only had 70% of these foods to eat, actually, we're going to cut off another. It's not like that at all. It's just prioritization. Or, I mean, I like the idea of prioritization, prioritizing my food Actually, now that sounds terrible, but I like the idea of having to prioritize because I'm just so very much used to that. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. One of the things I find very interesting about volumetrics, because you have the scientific sounding name and because you have the categories, it sounds very tedious or specific or something you have to count or keep track of. But if you type volumetrics into a search engine and then like go to the images, it's really amazing to see A, how simple it can be, but also B, more importantly, the difference in food. And of course, a lot of the images for volumetrics are picking like the most extreme examples. So there's a lot of like burgers or unhealthy fried things and then being compared with healthier foods. And of course, you see with the burgers, it's like a small amount. It's like half a burger and a few fries versus this whole plate of mostly green stuff. And there's a lot of, you know, okay, these are the same amount of calories, but one is more filling. I have no idea. I do apologize why I cannot differentiate between feeling and filling today. I know the difference. I can spell the difference. I usually can say the difference. I'm just having a problem today. I'm not sure why. One is more filling than the other, obviously, and you get to see that very visually. So you get this representation. Some of them even do it with like a picture of your stomach. And so how much that of your stomach, you know, the 300, 500, 800, however many calories worth of burger, fries, unhealthy fried food will fill versus how much of the, you know, fruits and veggies and healthy food will fill. You see the whole stomach is filled up versus a small little amount on the unhealthy things. And I'm like, I get it. I really do. I totally get it. But the fried thing tastes so good. I eat way too many fried and or sweet and or processed things, and I really need to work on that, especially because they often aren't filling. Like I'll sometimes get a donut for breakfast and it's just like I am so hungry like not even an hour later. It's just like that didn't fill my stomach at all. It was just like carbs and air. Darn it, why? But it tastes so good. Oh, I just hate it. But even though this seems like a very simple, you know, not specified diet, I did find out that Dr. Rolls has actually written a number of books, which on the one hand, I'm not too surprised about because, again, this is volumetrics or volumetrics diet. I feel like anything that actually can have the word diet in its name probably has at least a couple of books written by it. And so I'm not surprised if A, there are books, and B, there are multiple books by the same person. I'm not saying that she's selling anything. It's certainly not a named thing. Like if you talk about volumetrics, more people would probably know volumetrics than like Dr. Rolls's name. They know the diet itself, not so much the persona. And it's not a branded I mean, it is kind of a branded name, but it is not a branded copyright. You must come here and, you know, pay money for this in order to eat volumetrically. Lots of interesting words going on today. It is still a, you know, you could do it by yourself. But if you want to know how to eat along this plan, there's this very similar like to the keto diet or the paleo diet. You know, you can find multiple books by multiple authors on those diets. Same thing with this. It's just the eating way and different people can talk about it. Again, I like this diet because it's very simple. And even though in some of the books, I think Dr. Rolls does suggest actually keeping track of, you know, what you're eating, I don't think it's required. That's just sort of it's a tip to help you keep track of not only what you're eating, but sort of the results. But I did look up, you know, because you hear all the good things about diets because the people promoting those diets want you to follow them. But then you also want to look at, okay, but what are the cons of these diets? And Volumetrics actually doesn't have too many because, again, experts think nutritionally it's very sound. One of the main ones that comes up is that it can be time consuming because you often have to make your own food. Now, you can, you know, go about sort of choosing other food wisely, but, and I know the constant health recommendation that, you know, if you want to eat healthy, make your own as opposed to letting others make it because they'll put in more sugar and salt and who knows what. But I'm just like, but cooking is so hard. And so long as I know, okay, eat the, you know, more moisture filled things, can I just like go to a restaurant and get a soup? That's certainly better than me going to a fast food restaurant and getting a burger, right? So baby steps. And also with that is another quote unquote con of the quote unquote diet, in that if you were looking for a quick lose weight diet, Volumetrics is probably not going to do it for you because you're not severely limiting what foods you're eating or how much you're eating. You're actually, you know, technically eating more food, but hopefully less calories. And they do say, you know, you should at least have a idea of the actual calories of what you're eating, because going on just off of density is good. But if you know the actual or range of calories of the foods, that also helps. But, you know, if you wanted something just in time for, well, we're in the middle of summer now, so I guess it's a little late for like swimsuit season, but for like a special event, like a wedding or a reunion or going to the holidays or something, Volumetrics would not be the best choice for that because it is much more of a lifestyle plan. And so it's not meant to be fast. And often things that cause you to lose weight fast don't last and are hard to stick with. And that I saw was another con that some people listed, is that Volumetrics was hard to stick with. And I'm not quite sure I agree, because they talked about, you know, if you really like carbs, this might not be good for you because you're not eating so much carbs. And I agree, you're not eating so much carbs, because a number of carbs would just be high density, like you saw on that list with the high density foods. You've got crackers, you've got chips, you've got cookies. It's like, yes, all the things I would want to like go down the snack aisle and pick up, and also lots of carbs, are category four high density foods that I should really be limiting. Fine, I get that. But since there's nothing specifically of like, don't eat this, it's terrible, they're nothing, don't ever eat cookies, just sort of limit your cookies, I feel that's it's doable to sort of not train yourself, but gradually walk yourself down and be like, okay, I'm going to eat slightly less cookies this week or this month. And then as I go along and realize, you know, I don't need cookies and I'm not constantly craving the cookies, I can eat less and less. So again, long-term plan, diet, eating method, what have you, but still seems like a very solid way to eat healthy and has a lot of scientific research to back up its health claims. And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.